Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of June 2020. Delhi High Court has passed injunction order in favor of the company that manufactures Corona beers, alleging disparagement by Facebook posts linking the brand with coronavirus. Gujarat High Court has dismissed a batch of petitions seeking permission to conduct Jagannath Rath Yatra at Ahmedabad in view of the COVID-19 pandemic. Telangana High Court has issued notices on a petition seeking removal of communal hashtags trending on Twitter, which demonize and blame the entire Muslim community of deliberately spreading the coronavirus across the country. Tripura High Court has registered a Resu Omothrit petition taking cognizance of a news report that a minor girl aged about 14 years was sold to a family in Rajasthan due to abject poverty of her family. Supreme Court has allowed the Rath Yatra at Puri, observing the strict restrictions and regulations of the centre and the state government. The court has ordered that the centre and state should work in tandem. Supreme Court has observed that the power under Section 482 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 can be exercised to quash criminal proceedings which are ex facie bad for want of sanction, frivolous or an abuse of process of court. Supreme Court has dismissed the special leave petition filed by Bank of Baroda against the order of the Calcutta High Court, which had directed the Reserve Bank of India to consider taking steps against the Bank of Baroda for not honouring its commitments on an unconditional bank guarantee. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi Police to submit its status report to the Delhi Minorities Commission Chief Zafarul Islam Khan in a first information report registered against him alleging posting of communal statements. Delhi High Court has upheld the decision of an additional sessions judge wherein the judicial remand of Gulfish Khatun, who was arrested for offences under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967 was extended till the 26th of June 2020. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a plea moved by Delhi Police seeking cancellation of bail granted to owner of Raj Adhami and Victoria Public Schools, who was arrested for alleged involvement in Delhi riots. Delhi High Court has said it expects the Aam Aadmi Party government to scrupulously follow the directions issued by the Lieutenant Governor on the 8th of June in connection with testing of asymptomatic COVID-19 patients. Allahabad High Court has refused to quash the sanction for prosecution granted against the Assistant Civil Engineers for alleged corruption during procurement of pink sandstones for construction of memorials and parks in Lucknow and Noida. Madras High Court has dismissed, with exemplary costs of 50,000 rupees, a public interest litigation contending that there is no provision in the Epidemic Diseases Act, 1897 or the Disaster Management Act, 2005 to impose a lockdown and therefore, the orders for the same, have been passed without any authority of law besides being arbitrary. Punjab and Haryana High Court has issued notice on a writ petition filed by a group of advocates challenging the Haryana Official Language Amendment Act, 2020, which made Hindi the official language of civil and criminal courts in the state of Haryana. Madras High Court has set aside the order of conviction passed by the Principal District and Sessions Court, Tirupur, against Bichinnasamy, the prime accused in the 2016 Udumalpet Shankar murder case, and has ordered that he be released from custody forthwith.